Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Sarah McBride. This is a fascinating story, folks. Woolly mammoths haven't walked the earth for 4,000 years, but all that could change in just a few years. A biotech startup is working on a project to use DNA to bring certain animals back from extinction. Imagine that. Sarah, what can you tell us about Colosso Biosciences?
Well, here's what you need to know. This is a very ambitious company. It's a real company. It's raised hundreds of millions of dollars from investors, and it's working on bringing back extinct animals. It's using DNA and genomics to do that, and a tool you might have heard of, the gene editing technology called CRISPR. And it says it's pretty close to bringing back the woolly mammoth. So they say they can get done by late 2028, which is very impressive if they're correct.
I should take a step back here. Where are they getting woolly mammoth DNA?
Right. So what they do is they have all these scientists go out to places like the Arctic tundra, which is the last known habitat of the woolly mammoth. And from cells they find from, you know, some of these have survived in frozen ice up there. And so they can take samples from these preserved woolly mammoth fragments and extract the DNA from those and then sort of tinker around with a relatively close relative, the Asian elephant, and kind of take some elephant cells and take some woolly mammoth cells. I'm super simplifying this, by the way.
Oh, no, that's good.
And and eventually they hope to have a woolly mammoth, or their version of a woolly mammoth. It will have thick fur, it'll have tusks, it'll look like all the pictures you might have seen in grade school of woolly mammoths. Some paleontologists are like, well, that's not really a woolly mammoth because of the elephant cells that you're using to make it, but they say it's going to look like a woolly mammoth, it's going to be walking around like a woolly mammoth, it's a woolly mammoth.
Now, all right, listeners, raise your hands if you, like me, are equally fascinated and frightened by this. What if they pull it off? I mean, what happens next? Will we have woolly mammoths and pterodactyls roaming the earth again?
Right. Well, they say, I think they're well aware that, you know, people are freaking out at the idea of, you know, suppose these animals just get loose in the wild and interfere with, you know, start breeding with other animals or something, like all these kind of horror movie scenarios. So they're very careful to say this woolly mammoth, once they get it, is going to live in a very controlled environment, and there's no way it's going to kind of get out there in the world.
Wait, we're going to bring back woolly mammoths and then, like, put them in a zoo?
Basically. I mean, the the habitat where they lived way back when is shrinking every year. So you can't just reintroduce them. That was thousands of years ago. The environment's changed. Who knows what predators they might have now that didn't live then, what kind of diseases they could be exposed to. So you can't just assume they'd be able to survive if you put them back where they were. So you do need to do something a little bit like a zoo.
I have to let you out, let you go in just a bit, but I need to know, are they working on any other species here, or right now is this limited to woolly mammoths? I mean, I hope I was kidding about pterodactyls.
Well, if they have a pterodactyl plan, they're keeping it secret. But they do have a plan for the dodo, that giant bird that was last seen in the 1600s, and the Tasmanian tiger, that kind of half-wolf marsupial that, you know, that lived in Australia. And the last one died in the 1930s. So they're very ambitious.
Sarah McBride at Bloomberg, what a great story. Thank you for coming on. We sure appreciate
it.
You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8. Could you imagine that? Woolly mammoths and dodo birds once again roaming the earth?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.